We had the youth club, which was brilliant. I loved that. I mean, the youth club was run by Cornwall or North Cornwall Council. We had a youth club leader. We used to go to trips. Thursday night would be youth club night here, and I can remember us going up to see the Beatles in Plymouth, 63, I think. I can always remember Young Farmers here. I don't know how long they've been here, but I always remember Friday nights being Young Farmers night.
Wayne, Young Farmers, fiddled for a long time. It was the oldest one in Cornwall. First one to be formed in Cornwall, Sir John Molesworth, St Albans, formed it. We'd have talks on different things. Sometimes we'd have demonstrations, different things to do and that sort of thing, yeah.
I was in the Young Farmers, which we had some lovely evenings. I worked on the farm. So, it was an interesting time because you met different people, all different walks of life. We went to Germany once on an exchange visit. We had Germans over, which was quite interesting. That was sort of late 60s. And there was always county rallies every year. And of course, Royal Cornwall. Always the best thing, where everybody always, we'd have a meeting, we started at 7:30. You'd have your minutes and then we'd have different talks, not necessarily always farm, and different, like the police, the fire brigade, or I remember once it was all about first aid. And then as a group, we wanted to learn how to do ballroom dancing, which was quite good. And we used to partner up with somebody and dance. I met my wife about 72, so my wife's brother and I were at college one day, release classes in Weybridge. And back in those days, we were about 16, 17, didn't have any transport, push bikes, that was about it. So his dad used to bring him over to Longstone. We'd meet up, and my employer would take us to Weybridge one evening, pick them up, and my future wife was, she was in the car. And I said to the next thing, so who's that smashing girl in the car? He said, that's my sister. So I got introduced, came to Young Farmers, started going out together. And then we ended up getting married. 48 years later, we're still together.
In the village, I was on the committee for the Women's Institute. We used to have cookery demonstrations, gardening, all subjects. We used to have an outing once a year by coach, go off. St Justin, Rosalind, St Ives, a day's trip.
It was a table tennis club, it was run by the lady, it used to have a shop across the road. We used to play on two garage doors originally. And as funds built up, we bought fold-up tables, which were a lot easier to put away. And that was very successful. We used to run on a Monday night.
And we used to have an afternoon club for the elderly and Golden Circle. We used to have an outing once a year and a Christmas meal in the hall here. We used to have nice times,
Before we moved to the village, we knew we were moving to the village, and it was a parent and baby group that was running in the hall. So actually, I joined that before we moved to the village because we knew we were coming. So yeah, made quite a few friends doing that. It was really good and a really nice way to be introduced to the village. But I think the whole sense of community is what was a draw and is what's kept me here.
On a Friday, the tawdry cook runs every other Friday. And that's how you get to meet people, and they were very friendly and welcoming. So, I mean, there's nothing world-shattering that goes on. It's just chatting and someone saying, are you all right? How are you? And I think that's important. That was probably my first impression. And then as time went on, I joined all the different things that went on in the hall. If the village hall hadn't been here, I wouldn't have got to know all the people that I know in the village, would I? And I hope it goes for another 100 years.